Welcome to KBIA's Business Beat, a show covering what's happening in business, economics, and employment in mid-Missouri. For this week's show, we partnered with the Missouri Business Alert, a statewide digital publication covering Missouri's top business news. I'm Lauren Langell. Jim Spencer, the CEO of Columbia-based company Newsy, no longer feels the pressure when breaking news hits the stands.
I spent a lot of time on airplanes, and I would go to the newsstand in the airport, and I would read a lot of alarmist headlines. And I felt a sense of relief that I wasn't, you know, having to react to all of those things right away.
Newsy was founded in 2008, and this January, it was acquired by E.W. Scripps Company for $35 million. Newsy collects news about the day's events from multiple sources and produces videos that add analysis and context to the story. The videos are then delivered through the internet to tablets, smartphones, computers, and even TV. Earlier this month, Spencer received the Governor's Entrepreneur of the Year Award. Missouri Business Alert's Maggie Anks caught up with Spencer to find out where the company is headed next.
Probably one of the biggest initiatives that we have in the next year is to really grow our business to consumer side, the Newsy brand, as well as a lot of things happening in terms of digital television or over-the-top TV is what we call it, OTTV. We're doing very well in that space and we'll continue to expand into it this year.
Over-the-top TV, which Spencer just mentioned, is a term for content offered directly through the internet instead of through a traditional cable or satellite company. Some big players in this section are Amazon Firebox, Apple TV, Netflix, and Hulu. Spencer says in the future, Newsy can continue to expand in that market. But traditional TV news companies can also emulate Newsy's multi-source and multi-platform model and produce their own content. But Spencer says he doesn't worry about that.
Traditional media companies are frequently much more interested in reinforcing their brand. You know, if you work at CNN, you're pretty much interested in talking about CNN, you're not really interested in talking about MSNBC or ABC News or all of that kind of stuff all the time. And so I haven't seen anybody enter into the marketplace.
Even if they did adopt Newsy's model, Spencer says Newsy's strategy can help it withstand competition. Internet companies also want to share the market by creating their online content through algorithm-driven sites such as Yahoo News Digest. Spencer thinks what differentiates Newsy with others is human curation.
When it comes to video, to being able to truly identify and understand and make an editorial judgment about video, artificial intelligence is just not there yet, nor are algorithms.
Last week, Apple introduced the new iPhone 6 with a bigger screen and faster chip than previous generations of iPhones. Spencer says the more powerful those phones are, the cheaper the bandwidth will be and the more opportunities there will be for his business. For the full interview with Jim Spencer, visit MissouriBusinessAlert.com. Last week, the Columbia City Council adopted its budget for the fiscal year 2015. City Manager Mike Mathis called it a watershed year, saying it was time for the city to address the projects and services that had been postponed during the recession. But finding the money to do so is not entirely straightforward. Brand Sable Smith from KBIA's Civics Desk set out to ask why.
By most indicators, Columbia is a thriving city. It ranks high on several best small places lists. The unemployment rate is pretty low, 3.7% in 2013. The growth rate is pretty high, up 5.9% between 2010 and 2013. And you'd think, as goes the city, so goes its government. But this is what budget discussions sounded like at City Council earlier this month.
Every city department is about 30% understaffed from our competition, our benchmark, our comparison cities.
That's City Manager Mike Mathis. He says there's a reason for the disconnect between the city's growth and its government's.
We are heavily reliant on the sales tax.
More than a quarter of revenue in the city's general fund, which pays for, among other services, the police and fire departments, comes from sales tax, more than any other source. Compare it to less than 9% of revenue coming from property taxes. And sales tax is particularly susceptible to the economy. In a good economy, people spend more, but in a bad one, people spend less. Combine the recent recession with the rise of online shopping, where local sales taxes are avoided altogether, and Columbia's reliance on sales tax revenue becomes a major problem.
Since 2001, we've had a 20% reduction in per capita revenue from the sales tax.
So how does a community become so dependent on sales tax? Well, by choice.
Sales tax became popular as a source of municipal revenue starting about 30 years ago. Before that, the property tax prevailed in most jurisdictions.
Terry Jones is a professor of political science and public policy administration at the University of Missouri, St. Louis. He says for local communities, sales tax presented an attractive alternative to property taxes for two reasons. First, sales tax is collected in small increments.
Secondly, in many jurisdictions, much of the sales tax, I would estimate probably 20 to 30% in Columbia's case, is paid by non-residents of Columbia, particularly with a large number of students.
So, Missouri municipalities lobbied for approval to collect local sales taxes, first for general revenue, then additional ones earmarked for specific purposes. And for a while, at least, the strategy worked and spread. A 2014 report by the Tax Foundation says Missouri's average local sales tax rate, that's the combined sales taxes of city and county, is the sixth highest in the country. And voters in Columbia will be asked to renew two of those sales tax initiatives in 2015. But Mathis says increasing sales tax alone is no longer sufficient for the city, particularly for funding the police and fire departments.
I can't hire a police officer and then lay him off next year when the money didn't come in, right? So we really do need a property tax support for that.
So in November, Columbia voters will be asked to consider a 30-cent increase in property taxes to fund public safety. For KBIA News, I'm Bram Sablesmith.
Thanks for listening to this week's Business Beat in partnership with the Missouri Business Alert. For KBIA News, I'm Lauren Langell.